Hi everyone, welcome back to another NMR. Darren's opening a what is that, a seltzer?
A cold, hard,
Sparkling water.
sparkling water
It
from
literally
Trader
says
Joe's.
plain on the front of it. Plain sparkling water.
I don't like a flavor. I don't
Well,
like a flavor.
I do, and you can't see it because we don't release this as a video, but I have my Liquid Death Cherry Obituary.
Oh, that's a
It's the
great name. I
best.
forgot that it was like, I thought that Cherry Obituary is a
Yeah.
fabulous drag name.
It really is.
Cherry
That's a great
Obituary.
idea.
I'm
Yeah.
so into that. It's a great drag
It
name.
is. I don't know if I've talked about it on the show yet, but it is the best flavored seltzer I've ever had. I love
There
it so
are
much.
some, like they have those what are those infused high noons that are actual like
Oh,
vodka or
yeah.
tequila
Yeah.
if you're drinking something like that. They have like a black cherry that's an excellent flavor that I find to be
Ooh.
way better than the other flavors. So
That's good to know.
I
I
trust
like a
a
black cherry. Yeah.
I used to love a little cherry Coke back in the day.
Oh my God, are you kidding? Anytime, listen, I don't drink full sugar calorie Coke very often anymore. Well, I never really did. It's Diet Coke I used to really drink that I gave up. But when I go to the movie theater, I must have a little
Sometimes
cherry Coke. I gotta have a little cherry
you gotta
Coke.
cheat yourself.
Anyways, before we get on and on about that, I just want to mention thank you everyone that DM'd me yesterday. Carlos Alcaraz won the US Open. He's my new
I didn't
Serena, I
even want to DM
guess.
you because I knew we were
Yeah.
talking today. Men's
Today, yeah.
finals was Sunday. John and I were talking today on a Monday, and
Yeah.
Nadine and I decided to watch it. I'll tell you all about my
Oh,
Sunday, but it was like
yeah.
it was the we caught it at. We probably caught it at the second
Noonish.
set.
Oh,
Like
okay. Yeah,
it
yeah.
had already been tied up. Like
Okay.
Sinner had already
Oh,
won the
okay. Yeah.
second set, I want to
Okay.
say,
So
because
then you're in
Alcaraz
the
had won the
third
third.
set. Yep.
So then we were in the third set. So it was like it could have been
Yeah.
it
Could
had
have
the
gone either way.
potential to go long
Yeah. It
because,
did. It did.
I felt like from the part that I watched, we probably watched 45 minutes to an hour from when Alcaraz won, I would
Oh,
say
okay.
roughly. Alcaraz definitely seemed he was dominating the whole
Yeah,
time.
he
I mean,
eventually ended up dominating. Yeah.
I don't know how, and I understand that these are well-trained machines, but the stretching that you can do on a court when you're doing like a full split
Yeah.
and
It's
hitting the
crazy.
ball, is that court clay or hard court? What
No, it's a
is
hard
that?
court. It's a hard court.
Okay, because
They
Nadine
do
asked me.
slide around like they're on a clay court, though.
They
That's
were,
like a thing
it was
that
like
they
you were
do.
on
Yeah.
rollerblades. Like, I almost
Yeah.
couldn't believe it. And Alcaraz, especially, like, his
Yeah, he's
leg
very.
span is just
Yeah.
insane.
Yeah, he is. Yes. Well, it was a really fun US Open. I went to the US Open last Monday on day one, or might have been day two at that point. And had a really good time. I think I mentioned that on another NMR. Yeah, it was another fun US Open for me. It's the highlight of my year. You know, I go every year. It was my 17th US Open in a row. And
Let
just
me also
everyone
just
cheers me on,
say,
which I find very, very
well, I love
sweet.
that it's the 17th. It's like to me, Nadine has never been. So when we were watching the US Open,
Oh.
like, and I'm a big sports fan. I'm into football, I'm into
Yeah.
basketball. Like, I go to sports. I've been to the US Open twice.
Yeah.
US Open is like the only, it's like I told her, I was like, dress like a schlub. Like, it's the opposite of a football game where, like, if you're in
Oh, yeah.
sweatpants and a tank top at a football game, you're almost overdressed and you're like pouring beer on each other. Like, you are
Didn't
overdressed.
know that. That's interesting, actually.
But you have to dress up at the US Open because it's so posh. Everything about it is very
Yeah.
high end and high class. And
Right.
I don't even like champagne, but all of a sudden you're like drinking
There's
champagne out of
Moët
a
Chandon
foot.
everywhere.
Yeah,
Yeah.
with like your hands are up, but it's like the tight, it's a sporting event that I think when you're watching it, unlike other sports that I find, I want to be there. Like, you want
Yeah.
to sit in the crowd. It just looks
You
so
do.
great. And it's also summer in New York,
It's late summer, so it's usually not super duper hot,
right?
especially the
Yeah,
night session
I actually checked
matches.
the weather because Nadine was curious. We were watching that match at, I don't know what time it was, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard,
Yeah,
whatever it
that's right.
was,
Yep.
which is kind of height of the day. So I looked up the weather and it didn't seem that bad because I can't
Yeah.
imagine doing that in like 98% humidity.
Well, the day matches in the first week especially can sometimes be really hot, but usually by the tail end of the 2 weeks of the US Open, the weather has clicked a little bit. It's a little
Yeah.
cooler, especially in the
Who
evenings.
won women's singles?
Arina Sabalenka,
Okay.
who had won it last year as well. So Yeah, it was a really fun US Open, and I just wanted to address and say thank you to those of you who think of me whenever there's a tennis event, and I appreciate you guys. Now, Darren, you're on your own. You have your own little like
Journey.
trophy that you're working on over here. Tell everyone your really exciting news, because I've known about this for a while, but
My exciting news, everyone, the most daunting news is that outside of Snoopy, again, is that Nadine and I have purchased a house. We have done
Yay.
that American dream sort of thing,
Yeah.
which is, I think, a complete myth and rumor these days.
Totally. Yeah,
It's
I
not the
agree.
1950s anymore. I just think that there's something to renting. And let me just tell you that I was really not convinced of buying a house. It was one of those things where we were like, do you want to just go look? And I don't know if you're one of those types that's like obsessed with Zillow. I
Oh,
was
yeah, I
not
do
a,
this all the time.
I'll be curious and like I follow Zillow Gone Wild and the Jack McBriar show or whatever, but I'm not the type to go on like a Redfin app or a Zillow and just like search properties near me. But now I'm obsessed with it and it's become this
Yeah.
new social
Hobby.
media. It's my new Instagram, honestly, where it's
Oh,
like, I
that's
don't really even want to go
interesting.
look at other people. I want to go look at what houses and how people are living and what people are selling and what the market is. And
You hear
so,
that, Elon Musk? You can't get us. We're on Zillow.
well, yeah, fair, but Elon, I'm sorry. I'm a big Tesla fan, as are you.
That's
But
right.
yeah, so we decided to get a house, entirely new neighborhood. We probably looked at like 30 properties.
Oh,
And
you did? I didn't know that.
yeah, we looked at like 30 properties. The house that we bought was probably number 8. You know, it was in the
Okay.
earlier
You mean
pack
in terms
in
of
terms of
like
like the
when you
numbers
went
that
to
we
go?
saw. Yeah, it was the only house we saw in this neighborhood. Everything else was where, you know, was pretty much around where we're living now. So this was the only house over there. And then, you know, once we saw this house, it was like everything else kind of compared to that. It was one of those places that you
Oh,
sort of
really?
walk in, you know, and you're like, this is, I could see myself here. This is for me. This
You've
is,
sent me pictures, or
I think a
was there a
video.
video?
I
Yeah,
think I
video,
sent you a
that's
video.
right. And I know what you mean. There is something very warm and welcoming to your
And it
place.
just felt us. You know,
Yeah.
it felt like me and Nadine, you had the privilege of staying in our
Thank
New
you.
York apartment and our
That's
and
right.
stayed in our LA apartment as well. I've been over at
Been
least.
over, yeah.
And so you kind of got to see our aesthetic and our vibe and you know us
Yeah.
really well. And so
Yeah.
it was really the only house that we felt like,
I know what you
wow,
mean.
really warm and great. But what I really wanted to say was like, I can't believe I'm doing this. Like, I can't believe I'm here buying a house in
Buyer's
Los
remorse,
Angeles,
anybody?
not at
No,
all.
I
It's
know.
very exciting. And I think it just goes to show like where Nadine and I are in our lives and where I am in my life. But I got an entire education on housing
The
market
process.
things and the
Yeah.
process. Like, you know, when you say like, oh, I'm an escrow, you know, like you hear that all the time and like, you know what it means, right? Like, you know, it has to do with housing, like, oh, you're an
Money
escrow,
sitting in
money's
an
being
account.
transferred, things are being
Yeah.
funded, things are being vested, like, but like you really understand where funds are coming from, how things work, interest rates, refinance rates, what a 7-1 ARM is. How things APR, how things can kind of go up and down, you know, especially politically, because unfortunately the housing market
Yeah,
is,
that's true. It is
you know,
connected to politics. Yeah.
wrapped up in so much of this stuff. You know, one of the reasons the housing crisis, the reason the housing crisis happened is because of the government being involved in this stuff and sort of backing up all these mortgages. And so all these people bought houses who really shouldn't have been buying houses. But it is fascinating because you're financing a house and you're like, well, if Trump fires Jerome Powell, I mean, I'm not talking politics, I'm just stating facts. It's like, well, if Trump fires Jerome Powell because the mortgage rates are too high, like, okay, maybe they'll go down and
Yeah,
then
that's
maybe
something to
we'll
think about. Yeah.
refinance. And like, I just never, obviously, I knew it was a thing. I know how to buy a house. I know 20% down. I know how to do the math. I know how mortgage payments work. I know interest, but you really get, have you ever bought property? I don't
No,
remember
never
if you bought
property,
that.
no.
You really get an
Yeah.
education.
You learn how to make
You
it
really do
happen.
because I never bought a car. I leased my car. So when you lease a
Oh,
car, you
okay.
know, there is, I know you bought your car,
Yeah, I did
right?
buy my car.
So
Yeah,
when
I
you
bought
buy
two
your
cars.
car,
Yeah.
you understand financing a little bit more,
Yeah,
unless you
yeah, yeah.
put 40
And
cash in down, you know, which most people aren't doing.
I will say this, you a born and bred New Yorker in a sense, New Jersey, but New York, and me living my adult life after college in New York, I never needed a car. So until the pandemic, I had to be like, yeah, like alone, yeah, like over 72 months, like, yeah, that makes sense, you know. And I'm doing this math in my head that I'm like 30, whatever, 5 years old when I first got my first car a couple years ago. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is, and I'm sure with housing and property, it's a whole other thing because you have to deal with state and local taxes and all that type of stuff. But yeah, even just getting a car as a New Yorker, you know, for the first time in my life, I was like, oh, this is quite a thing. But then I think maybe you'll have this experience too, potentially. But like once I had the key and I was driving, and I was like, okay, this all makes sense. I get this now. I could buy a car again. And I did, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think a car on a scale of like a house, you know, everyone's sort of talking. So it's like you put in X amount of money. You put in X amount of money for a house or something and or a car. And it doesn't at first, it sort of doesn't, it just kind of goes into the ether. Like you don't really
Right,
see
you're like, where
that.
did that
You
go? Where did
yeah,
all
you're
that
just
money
kind of
just
like, oh, my
disappear to?
bank account just lost a
Just
comma.
depleted.
What, you know,
Exactly,
like
yes.
it just lost a comma. So when you're losing a comma in your bank account,
Things might not be,
it's kind of a big deal. But then my dad, my best friend Erin, they were, because Erin runs her house, you know, and she's been so
That's
helpful to
right.
me. Erin Ryan's
Yeah,
been so
that's
helpful to me.
right. Yeah.
So she's been kind of this guru, like helping me, being like, you know, you got to get gas and this and that stuff you don't have to think about sometimes in an
Oh,
apartment. He was like, but the moment you wake up, in your house, like the first day, and you know, we haven't moved officially yet from our apartment. It's like the moment you wake up in your house that first day, it's like you see where your money really went because now this thing is yours. Like,
Yeah, that's yours to play with and do what you want with.
and you can, I don't have to think about like where I want to hang pictures
Yeah, you don't have
now.
to
And
ask any questions. You get to do it all.
yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. I can't wait to report back on what it's sort of like. My studio will still be the same, as you could see,
Oh,
because my
yeah, your
background,
virtual.
unless, yeah, my virtual.
Well,
But
hey, maybe now's the time you want to turn it into something new. Maybe we go into real life. Just saying.
maybe we do.
Can I
More
ask you?
pictures of Snoopy.
That's right. Yeah, definitely hang more of those.
More
I want
pictures
to
of
ask you a
Snoopy.
question that I think would probably be on a lot of the listeners' minds because it was on mine right away too.
Pass. I love doing that
Obviously,
to
yeah,
you.
you always kind of throw me there
As
when
you
you do
build
it.
up to it, I'm always
I'm
like,
like, so and no? Okay,
nope.
great. But I think, you know, you haven't revealed exactly where you're going to be moving, but given the wildfires that happened in Southern California earlier this year, are
Insurance
you?
has been another thing,
I
my
was just going to say,
God.
like, do you feel like safe and or protected? And I think the listeners will just want to know, or maybe just have the peace of mind of knowing that you're
Yeah,
thinking
I
about
mean, I
that.
think the answer to that is yes and no, because I think certainly now, unlike an apartment, of which I've only ever lived in an apartment outside of my childhood home, of which you're not, you know, when you live there from 0 to 18, you're not really thinking about security. You're not really thinking about that stuff because your parents are handling all that stuff.
You're a
So
kid.
now, like, security for me is very important. Making sure our house is, you know, outfitted appropriately, of which we will have proper, you know, as I said to Nadine, because I was like scared of, because part of our house is like on a hill, and she was like, she sat me down and she was like, you know, Darren, there's gonna be bugs. And I go, oh no. I go, no. I go, I'm not gonna handle one bug in the yard. And she goes, well, honey, like we're in nature, like this is what's gonna happen. And I go, can we outfit our house with like dynamite around it? So anytime I
For a
see like an ant,
mosquito.
I'm just blowing shit up. Like, how can I live in a
Oh my
hermetically sealed
God.
bubble
Oh my
while
God.
also
Here we
having
go.
an outdoors? Nadine has yet to answer me.
By the way, mark my
What a
words,
bitch.
1 year from now on NMR, Darren's gonna have some kind of like snake in her backyard or
Oh,
like a
if we have a
mosquito.
snake, Nadine will actually move because that's her fear. If I see a spider, if I see anything with eyes or legs, I'm done. I'm obviously need to move back to the concrete jungle. I'll take rats and cockroaches
I
sort
was
of
just
any
gonna say,
day.
yeah, you have to trade off whatever it is,
But I'm certainly getting an education in home ownership. The insurance was another, you know, obviously we're getting our house post January of 2025, and post January 2025 changed a lot of insurance in this state. Of
specifically this
course.
county,
Yeah.
for obvious reasons. I believe, as it should, insurance is a business. They have to make money. Who wants to insure a drunk driver who's had six DUIs? Not many Fair,
companies want to
fair.
insure a person who has six DUIs, or they have to pay out the fucking ass if you have six DUIs, right? So like,
Right.
it's not really incentivized to like insure something that you know is going to cost something. Thankfully, we are in a fire area. I will say that it isn't like where we live now in the marina, which would be
Yeah.
a little bit, I think, harder to burn down because we're not in brush. We're really in like upbuilt, in like updated type of buildings, and there's nothing
Okay.
to burn around
Yeah, yeah,
here, you
yeah.
know, and we're near water. So here, I never feel any sort of fire risk outside of the air coming down, which I explained in January. But
Yeah.
here, for sure, we are in a fire zone. However, we are closer, to like an evacuation zone and closer to the
Okay.
highway. So there, it's a little bit. The way that they insure things is like if you're up in these like crazy hills and you live
Surrounded
on
by shrubbery, yeah.
surrounded by brush and it takes you, I don't know if anyone's ever been to like Laurel Canyon or Mulholland Drive, it can take 10 minutes on those windy streets to kind of go down, of which there's really no escape route. Those are a lot harder and a lot more at risk. We are not there. So I think
Okay.
that helps.
Good.
I certainly feel like I could escape, you know, if it was just a house fire or something, like it wasn't all of LA and something, God forbid, happened to our house, Snoopy, Nadine, and I could get out very quickly. And so it's definitely something that I never had to think about that I know that I'll have
Right.
to think about for sure.
Well, good. Well, not to be like negative about that, but just to make sure you're safe and everything
It's
like that. That was my intention.
so important. You know, I think insurance itself, certainly in your 20s, now it's become so much of a political issue, but I remember when I started working in like 2010, 2011, I cared about health insurance, but because you could kind of be on your parents until you were
Yeah.
25,
Yeah,
26, whatever
six,
it
I think.
was,
Yeah.
I never really gave it much of a thought, you know? And then when it comes out of your paycheck, part of you was like, do I need to spend $300 a month on health
I know,
insurance? I'm
same,
kind of
yeah.
young, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, if I get hit by a bus, but like, do I need to go to the doctor? Thankfully, no. But now that you own something and you know it's an asset in your name, you know, like
Yeah,
this is
right.
part of
It's a
your
whole
sort
different
of
thing.
whatever, it is a whole different thing, and you really have
Yeah.
to kind of pay up to make sure that you never have to
Yeah.
really pay up at the end of it. So
Right.
getting a whole new education on a
Well,
lot of this stuff.
congratulations, though, at the
Thank
same
you.
time. I'm very excited for it. I know the listeners will be very happy to hear your big news as well.
I really appreciate it.
You have
And
a room for me, right? Just want to make sure.
there is some outside things that you
Oh.
can perch on. If you're
Oh.
saying that I have a room for you, it's Snoopy's house. You're gonna have to put it up. You're gonna have to talk to the
Actually, the
missus.
text, just so everyone knows, the text that Darren sent was that magic can come anytime, but I'm not really
Yes.
invited. So.
We can crane magic in. Just
Yeah.
like the arm, we can
Like
crane him
Gilbert
in.
Grape, the Gilbert Grape.
Yes.
I'm like,
It's
that's what's
what's eating
happening.
Gilbert
That's what's
Grape.
happening. That's what's happening over
I
here.
mean, look at him on
Did
the
I tell you my
couch.
mom was like, honey, he looks really bigger. Is he okay?
Yeah.
Like she was like
And you were like,
literally
automatic
concerned.
feeder. Yeah.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
right. Yeah. I was like, I'm doing what I can. Like, leave me be. And he's happy and that's all that
Have you
matters.
ever
But
tried to like walk him? And I know that sounds kind of
no. No, it's
crazy.
not crazy. I have started to think about getting a harness that can where I can walk him because
Get it from like a
he does
German
need
Shepherd
exercise.
and it'll fit.
No, this is, have I said this before? I was going to say, I don't know if I mentioned it on the show. I have bought at least four or five different harnesses that I think are going to fit him. This looks about his size, and I bring it
Excuse me.
home and he is way twice as large as the harness. Then I was getting closer, like the third one I bought, I was like, okay,
Like
he's chunky.
XXL,
Well, let me tell you,
okay? Yeah.
for a cat, for some whatever reason, everyone was like, get a harness for a dog. Excuse me, for like a small dog. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. The way it works is because his I'm getting the XL or whatever, right? So I put it around his gigantic stomach and I snap it, but the rest of the harness is XL, but his neck isn't XL. It's just his
I
belly. So then he doesn't really snugly fit into the neck part of it, and vice
have a rec
versa.
I have a
Yeah.
recommendation
Okay,
because
tell
we
me.
use this for Snoopy. We put a harness in and it's literally just a circle and she puts her two front paws in and we strap it around her back.
Okay.
Okay, so there's nothing around her neck.
So, okay.
It's just,
So,
it's like a shirt. Like she's wearing like kind of a
yeah, I see what
bra.
you're saying.
Do you know what I'm
Okay.
saying? And I think that this might help because you just put your front paws in and you
Yeah.
loop it around them. You just
Okay.
measure his, you measure
Yeah,
his
that's the thing.
circumference.
I need to measure him at this point because it's not going to work. Because the ones that fit around his neck don't fit around his belly because he's got a bit of a beer
Can
belly.
we stop fat
He...
shaming? I feel like in this country,
No, I'm
we just,
not. I'm just
I feel like we're just, you
Oh
know,
my
there's
God,
a lot of fat
whatever.
phobia going on.
I
And
am the last person that would ever do that, just to be
except look at
clear.
you, judging your
Well,
man.
I'm fat shaming my cat because
Yeah.
he's just overweight. I'm working on it. I'm trying to figure it out. I even thought, should I move back into like a bigger place so that he can run more? I don't want to get one of those like wheels, you know, those
Can't
like
even fit in
wheels.
the doorway.
Yeah, but because how do I get him out of here, right? Gilbert Grape. But do you know those like wheels that cats run on? I
Like
thought,
hamster wheels kind of thing?
yeah, like the big, like, but they're like
Yeah.
3 feet tall. I was thinking about getting him one of those, but like, I'm sure he will not want to run. Like, this cat never runs. He does
He's
run, he
not
gets
running.
zoomies after he eats and then he's kerplunked and done for the day. Anyway, enough about magic because you have a couple other things you wanted to mention here. I just don't want
Kerplunked is a great term.
to.
I saw the band
Oh,
Oasis.
you already saw Oasis? I didn't know
I
that.
saw them in 2004.
Oh,
Originally at Madison
okay.
Square Garden with one of my best friends when we were 16. And I remember thinking at the time, because this was 2004, so this I think they broke
Yeah.
up in 2009 or got into that, the brothers got into that
Oh,
fight in
okay.
2009.
Okay.
Like in 2004, when you're 16, I don't remember. I gotta ask her how she got tickets and we went because we weren't like the biggest Oasis fans.
Oh,
But I
okay.
remember thinking, I knew Wonderwall, Don't
Of
Look Back in
course.
Anger,
Yeah.
Champagne Supernova.
Of
You
course.
know, those were the ones that I knew, and they tend to end on those when I was 16. So
Right.
fast forward 20 years
20 years
later,
later, yeah.
and they were, it was one of the best concerts I think I've ever been to. And I'm still
Really?
not the biggest Oasis fan. It was at Rose Bowl. It was so fun. First off, like
That's
the
cool.
clientele, you know, everyone was like a millennial, a later
Of
millennial or
course,
above. So
yeah.
everyone was like that. They sounded amazing.
That's
They ended
awesome.
on Champagne Supernova. Everything was like
Love.
fireworks. What was great about them is so the brothers who famously
Yeah.
hate each other have
Yeah.
that, you know, they haven't toured in literally, you know,
Yeah.
15,
Yeah,
20
yeah.
years because of this. Came on stage, they hugged, and at the end,
Oh.
Liam, before he, you know, left, before they played Champagne Supernova and walked off, he was like, I just really want to thank you guys and the fans for being here. And I mean, they sold out, they basically sold out Rose
Yeah.
Bowl, which
Yeah.
houses like 90,000 people, okay?
Yeah,
And
yeah,
played 2 nights. And he was like, I just want to thank the fans. I know we've been a nightmare to follow. And I
yeah.
really, it made me laugh, but I was also like, thank you
Emotional.
kind of for saying that, because especially if you're a huge Oasis fan, because a lot of these artists, you know, I've complained to you before. We've talked about Lady Gaga, although we know she had a health issue. But a lot of these artists, they show up 2 hours late. You know, they go on 2 hours later than their constituency, or they kind of just expect the fans to do it and they don't
Madonna's
understand and
famous for this, I think.
famous for doing it. I always just think it's kind of an asshole move. Like, the reason you're here is, I mean, yes, you're talented, but it's also because we recognize that talent. You know, like the fans who are buying your merch, going out of their way, buying those
Right.
tickets. I just
Funding your
felt like
way.
it was a really nice self-deprecating moment
I
that
love that.
it was really sweet.
When I went to see the Spice Girls in 2019 in London, I was at the one show at Wembley Stadium where Jerry took to the mic and she said, I forget exactly what she said, but she basically apologized for leaving the group. She was like, guys, I'm sorry that I left. Like, I love you guys. I love this. I was in a different place in my life. And it made me emotional. And it's kind of making me emotional now just remembering it because she's standing in front of Wembley Stadium
Right.
in the year 2019,
Right.
filled to the brim with super fans, including Adele, who was
Who've
there that
been there,
night,
who
who've
just
been
as
there since day one.
enthusiastic as
Yeah.
they would have when they were 10 years old, you know, when like,
Exactly. Yeah.
I think there has to be appreciation for that as
For
an artist.
sure.
And I think
Yeah.
sometimes that goes by the wayside a little bit. And
Yeah.
like,
For sure. Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. I just really enjoyed it because
Well, that's
everyone's
cool. I'm so
thinking they're
jealous
such
because I would love.
assholes. Yeah, you
Yeah.
would. If you get the chance, I don't
I
know
was
the
going to
rest of their tour
say,
dates, you should go see them. They're fucking awesome.
it's funny you say this. I just saw, I knew they were touring again and I was excited. I remember them from MTV. That was the extent of my Oasis interest. I'm not like a super fan either, but I saw a guy at a bagel shop yesterday, or coffee shop, excuse me, with an Oasis 2025 shirt. And I was
And
like,
they
he
had
already
Adidas
went?
merch. They had
Oh,
Adidas
did they?
merch.
That's cool. That's
Yes,
really cool.
which was it sold out in like 2 seconds, but
Of course it
very
did.
cool. And it's kind of been the most talked about concert among people
Yeah,
that I
it's buzzy.
know.
Yeah,
It's
it's buzzy
very
for sure.
buzzy. Okay, I know I've been taking up
Last
all of your
thing.
time. Last thing
That's
I have to tell you this.
okay.
Every week I come on here and I give you my rant of how
Oh, here
despicable
my
people are and
God.
how disappointed I am in humanity, right?
Okay, but let me just say this. If someone else took their shoes off, you're just gonna have to deal with it. We can't keep
Thankfully,
hearing
no,
about
but I will
this.
be on a plane in 2 weeks and
All
I will be reporting back and I
right. Oh
will be
my
taking
God.
photographic evidence of
All
this because
right.
you need to know how often this happens.
Okay.
A woman, actually, one of my best friends from,
Wow, you hate women.
yeah, I hate
Wow.
just a woman, period.
Just a woman.
Thanks for
She was
listening,
a
guys.
woman. Yeah.
Her crime, no, goes on, she has like a TikTok or something. This awesome
Okay.
phone woman, and she's talking about, she's like, I can tell the difference between someone from the East Coast and someone from the West Coast without even talking to them. And she goes, it has a 95% accuracy rate for her. She goes, I can tell if you're from the East Coast or if you're from the West Coast. I don't know
Okay.
how she determines Midwesterners, but she goes on and she basically
Yeah,
says, she goes,
yeah,
if you're in line to get food, okay, and I can say this as an East Coaster who lives on the West Coast, if
Yeah, I was
you're
gonna
in line to
say.
get food, and it's a long line, and you get up to the counter and you know exactly what you want and you order immediately, or you need more time, you step to the side and you have the next person go because you are taking too long. You are from the East Coast. You're not here to play. You want your fucking
Yeah.
food. You just want to go. It
New
is a
York
long line.
especially though. Yeah.
She's like, you respect people's time. You're
Yeah,
aware of
I was
people's
gonna
time.
say.
You have an, you
Yeah.
know, like an
You're in
awareness
this
of other people. You're in
together.
this
Yeah.
together, but also like we want to get our sandwich. Order the fucking thing.
Yeah.
But if you're from the West Coast, you get up there and you decide to, oh, I'm gonna have a conversation with the cashier. Let me think about the first
Oh
time I'm
my
seeing the
God.
menu is when I'm finally up in line. Let me try 19 different samples. Because what?
Samples.
Samples. That's
19 different
samples.
samples. You suddenly are British on the West
All of a sudden,
Coast.
I want to try a sample.
A
Oh,
sample.
bitch, you've been in line for 25 minutes. Determine what kind of thing you want.
Oh
And she
my
goes, it's
God.
95% accurate. And so I played this for Nadine in the car yesterday when we were going to dinner. And I was like, I said, just listen to this video. And
Yeah.
she's like, well, she's
I
like,
know.
she starts
Nadine's
laughing.
torn.
You
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
she starts laughing. She's like, well, I don't do that. And I looked at her and I go, Nade. And she
I've
goes,
been around when Nadine's done that at the
and I
dinner
go, Nade,
table.
I go, you
Yeah.
love to have a
She
conversation
does.
with a
Yep.
waitress or a cashier. And she's like,
Yep.
I'm just being nice. And I go, but there's a difference. I'm not saying if you go up there being like, give me a cheeseburger, you
Yeah.
bitch. You'd be like, hey, how are you? I'll have a double double with fries. But Nadine's like, how's your day going?
Or
Oh,
an
is the
In-N-Out
fryer up
scenario.
to par today? What's the
Oh,
crispiness
what
of the
kind
fries?
of
I'm like,
oil are we using?
there's
Yeah.
40 people behind us, babe.
She did do
What?
that. She did do
Thank
that.
you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Samples. She's a samples girl.
She
And
loves a sample and she wants to know if she can get a sample, et
she loves
cetera.
a sample. And she started laughing and she was like, well, and I was like, this is just gonna be one of those
Just one of those things
things
that you accept
that
and
we
move
will
on
raise our
from.
children with an East Coast mentality,
That's right.
not a West
Well,
Coast mentality.
I was going to say part of the reason the East Coast mentality is like that is especially, at least in New York. The
Oh my
reason
God.
that people hurry through their shit is because the people making your food also are
They
not going to
want to
wait
get,
for
let's
you.
go. Let's
Yeah, they're
go.
like, get your shit together. We're not here to have a conversation. We have a business to make money from. So,
I just
and
sent
I
you a
get
picture
that and I
of what
respect
Snoopy
it.
is doing during this recording, and I
Oh.
want you to know, and you can just, I
Okay.
just texted it to you,
Okay, I'm
that
waiting for it to
Snoopy is a
come
New
in.
Yorker, and she, people wait on hand and foot for her,
For
but
those who can't see, I'm going to
yeah, go
describe
ahead.
it to you. She's in her little checkered bed, which, by the way, is so cute.
That's okay, she
And
loves it.
she's sleeping completely upside down. And I just want to say, I'm not kidding. This isn't just a bit for the show. She kind of reminds me of a Labubu.
She
She
is,
looks like a
and what
Labubu.
toy does she have? Can you
And
see
she
what it is?
has, I can't quite make it out. Is it like a carrot?
It's a pretzel, a New York City
Oh,
pretzel.
pretzel. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
We call it
Snoopy, we're
her pretzi.
confirming Snoopy is an East Coaster at heart.
She, th thank you. When
Yeah.
she can try a sample because it's Snoopy, and everyone's
Right.
like, sure, Snoopy, you can have a sample, but other people cannot have samples. Stop asking for
Stop
samples.
saying it that way. Okay, guys, this is getting out of hand. I have a hunch we're going to have sample merch in the next 2 weeks. I don't know.
Do you like a sample?
Do you
Would you
like a
like a
sample?
sample? No, I don't want a fucking sample because I've been waiting in line for 25 minutes.
Oh
I want my
my
burger.
God. Oh my God.
Guys, should we put sample on a shirt? Because I feel like
Maybe
I
we should.
trademarked it right there. Like
You
a
did kind of
sample.
just make a thing out of thin air like that. I love it. All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back with another episode next week, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi there. My name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialessly. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialessly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialessly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.